Well, this morning we have a guest joining us by phone here on our program. Hannah Smith is with us this morning. She's the philanthropy director for Crossroads of Western Iowa. We're going to talk about a project that they have working right now called Project Hope. Hannah, good morning.
Hi, thanks for having me, Jim.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, before we get too far down the road, tell folks about Crossroads of Western Iowa for folks who aren't familiar.
Sure. So I'll start with the mission of Crossroads, which is to empower individuals living with disabilities, such as physical disabilities or intellectual disabilities or traumatic brain injuries. And we help them to actively seek out opportunities for an enhanced quality of life.
Okay, easy enough, pretty straightforward. Now, you're working on this presentation called Project Hope. Can you talk a little bit about what that's about and where this came from?
Yes, this is a very unique and really exciting project that we're so excited to share. So Project Hope is a series of free mental health support session and Q&As, and they're led by world-renowned speakers. And so it's really focused toward first responders, essential workers, students, and adolescents. And so really, so many of our community members that have been impacted by COVID-19. So these sessions are helping folks, and again, they're free and they're interactive. They're helping folks to, stay connected while socially distanced, or learn about overcoming compassion fatigue, or dealing with vicarious trauma, several other topics. And what we're really excited about is our speakers. They have been featured on TLC, TEDx, ABC World News, The Oprah Winfrey Show, The Today Show. So these are really top-notch experts in the field. So we're so excited to share this opportunity with individuals in the Southwest Iowa region.
Well, since it's specifically designed for folks, I guess, who have, experienced some of the effects, mental, physical, and otherwise, of COVID, it's probably something that's very much in demand and very much needed right now.
Yes, I would agree. We've really taken a hard look at what the community needs right now, and Crossroads has taken a lot of time over the past year in planning and preparing for entering the behavioral health space, as well as substance abuse recovery. And so as we have really taken a look at what our community members need, we've realized that this is, these mental health sessions would really meet some of those needs that community members have, and we're happy to do so.
Sure. Well, there are things that happen in our lives under normal circumstances where we might find benefit out of a service like this, but with so much going on with COVID, are you finding that people are struggling maybe to find some of the assistance that they might need just because there's so many folks out there looking?
Yes, absolutely. Especially, I would say, students and teachers. I've heard a lot of people that have reached out. Their children are struggling with remote learning or hybrid learning models and just getting in the swing of things or being able to manage their time. I've also heard from essential workers who they are dealing with so much stress and anxiety that they wouldn't normally deal with to this level. But COVID has definitely heightened that for them.
Yeah, we think about the devastating things in our lives, sickness, death, those types of losses, but there are other things that can trigger those emotions too.
Yes, I would absolutely agree.
Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about some of the folks who will be involved in the program? You talked about some of the different programs and different venues that they've used before to get some of the message out. Do you know who some of those speakers will be?
Yes. So I'm so excited about the speakers. So one of our speakers is Brandon Lee White. He has spoken to thousands of youth and adults in almost all 50 states about really owning it in life and leadership. And he's really a fantastic speaker and very well recognized. So he's going to be presenting to the students and adolescents. And as far as the essential workers, one of the speakers that I'm really excited about there is Barbara Rubel. So Barbara is nationally recognized. She does a lot of training on vicarious trauma, and she shares her story about how her father passed away from suicide 3 weeks before she had triplets. And she's gone on to really go and coach many essential workers across the country. She's authored many books. She's really been influential in the area of mental health for essential workers. We also have the Gottman Institute is providing some speakers, such as Dr. Carolyn Rich Curtis. and Penny Zinker, who is a focusologist. But all of these speakers are coaches, best-selling authors, and have been, featured so many times in very many different places. And so it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, or very unique opportunity for individuals in, our region to be able to have these Q&A sessions with them, go into breakout rooms with them, ask them questions. So it's really going to be an engaging experience for our participants.
Okay. Now, will this be in person? Will this be done virtually, or a combination of?
Great question. So these are all virtual sessions. So folks that would like to partake or to be a part of this can go to explorecrossroads.com/Project Hope, and they can register. And again, it's free. And so if they register, they can register for the series, or they can just, take part in one. It's really up to them.
Okay. Well, very good. So, but they'll still be, even though they're virtual, there'll still be opportunities mm-hmm. for questions and answers. There'll be an opportunity to get different issues tackled.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. And so essential workers can register specifically for the essential worker session, first responder session, et cetera. And so it'll really be tailored to what they're looking for. And they can decide which of the sessions they would like to attend. For example, on our registration page, they can choose building healthy relationships in the time of COVID, or stop the tug of war with time with COVID, or, there's a lot of different sessions that they can take part in, and whatever they choose to, that they're interested in.
Okay, very good. So it's not just a hit and miss kind of a thing. It's going to be held on this date and this date only, and you have to be available at that time. You're going to have other options and things, and you'll be able to kind of pick and choose what will work best for you.
Correct. And these sessions start December 8th, and they go through January. And so we have several different options as far as dates and times go. And we're also going to be live streaming them on the Crossroads of Western Iowa Facebook page. And we'll also post them on our website. So if anyone doesn't have an opportunity to listen in or to take part in these, they can definitely watch them on our website.
Sure. Hannah, what do you hope people get out of sessions like these?
That's a great question. Well, I hope that they gain a sense of control. I hope that they gain an increased vocabulary to be able to express what they're feeling, and just overall peace and hopefully some tools that will help them to return to the well-being that they seek in their lives.
Yeah, I mean, if folks are really, truly having some struggles with some issues and they might need some additional professional assistance, this isn't necessarily taking the place of that, but it's a place to start.
It's a great place to start. You're right.
Very good. Okay. Now, will there be follow-up at all? What after folks take part in these types of sessions, will there be any kind of follow-up? Will there be materials available? Will they be able to look into something down the road?
Yes, absolutely. So several of our speakers have already sent us lots of worksheets and packets and things that folks can take part, really print off or take home and continue to work on. And we would really very much like to continue to provide this type of opportunity in the future. So this Project Hope is funded by grants, and so we will continue to seek out grant funding and see where we go from here.
So kind of the success of this round might determine what kind of opportunities we have down the road?
Yes, definitely. So I would say that if listeners are able to, spread the word, or share with perhaps essential workers, first responders, or students, teachers that they know, and just get the word out, that we can get the best, the greatest amount of people that are impacted as possible with this project.
Okay, very good. Do folks have to do this on their own, or can they do this in groups?
Oh, they could absolutely do it in groups. I could definitely imagine, families taking part in this together, or the adolescents in one home. Of course, with social distancing, everyone would need to be careful with who they chose to, to gather with. But yes, absolutely.
Well, I guess that's one of the reasons that they might choose to participate in the first place, is because they kind of do feel alone. So if you can get that together feeling, that's going to help you along the way as well.
Absolutely.
Very good. All right. Well, Hannah, one more time, give them the information they need to know if they want to find out more, they want to register. How do they do it?
Yes. Go to explorecrossroads.com/Project Hope.
Okay. Easy enough. And they can find all the information they need. Again, it is a free service. There's no charge there, right?
Absolutely.
All right. That sounds even better. Well, very good. Well, for folks who aren't terribly familiar with Crossroads of Western Iowa, you do have locations all over the western part of the state, including here in Atlantic.
We do. Yes. We also have area locations in Council Bluffs, Onawa. We have areas in Cherokee and along the I-29 corridor.
All right. Very good. So if you want to know more, again, just go online, explorecrossroads.com. You can find plenty there. /Project Hope will get you exactly specifically what we're talking about here. Hannah Smith, thank you so much for the time today. Appreciate it, and appreciate you providing the service to folks here in Western Iowa.
Thanks so much for having me.